This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Monday evening, May 11th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Aemetis reports first quarter 2026 financial results. Aemetis reported a 27% revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $54.60 million, with positive gross profit and increased dairy NRG production. The company's operating loss improved by approximately 60% to $6.30 million, compared to the same period in 2025. Aemetis also saw significant growth in its India biodiesel segment, rebounding to $10.50 million in revenue with the resumption of OMC tender shipments under new contracts. SKYCX Platforms Corp. reported 9 consecutive quarters of growth, and we know that 10% cost to as the corporation continues, we know that cross contrast is the consequence of a market pricer, and we know that it's completely disclosed cross country faster by SKYC Platforms Corp. reported 9 consecutive quarters of growth, quarters of year over year growth, with a 10% increase in record revenues of $22 million in Q1 2026 compared to $20 million in Q1 2025. The company also announced over $32 million in cash and cash equivalents as of March 31st, 2026. SKYX continues to improve gross profit and margin, entering strategic partnerships to deploy its advanced technologies in hotels and buildings across Europe.
Investor news breaks, Pershing Square USA Limited, Pershing Square Inc., closed combined offerings raising $5 billion in gross proceeds before expenses. The shares of PSUS and PSI began trading on the NYSE under the symbols PSUS and PS on April 29, 2026. For more information, visit Pershing Square's website.
Network news breaks, Oregon Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Oregon Energy Corp. appointed former Impact Oil and Gas exploration director Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support Oregon's evaluation of a potential investment in Namibia's offshore block 2812AB in the Orange Basin. The block sits adjacent to the Venus discovery within the same proven petroleum fairway. For more information, visit the company's website.
Investor news breaks, Aregion Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Aregion Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support exploration strategy, subsurface evaluation, and technical positioning for potential investment in Namibia's offshore Block 2812AB in the Orange Basin. This move comes as Oregon evaluates opportunities in the region following recent discoveries by major operators. For more information, visit the Oregon Energy Corp. website.
Investor news breaks, Oregon Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Oregon Energy Corp. has appointed former Impact Oil and Gas exploration director Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support the company's evaluation of a potential investment in Namibia's offshore Block 2812AB in the Orange Basin, adjacent to the Venus discovery. Aregion is primarily focused on oil and gas assets in Africa, with a current flagship investment in Block 2712A offshore Namibia.
In Cruises reports record wave season with over 50,000 passengers booked. In Cruises has reported a record-breaking wave season with over 50,000 passengers booked and 20,000-plus cruise bookings across 560 unique itineraries on 12 different cruise lines in the first months of 2026. The company's diverse international member base from 98 countries drove this success, with strong performance in Central Asia, Europe, and Asia-Pacific markets. CFO and COO Anthony Varvaro highlighted the global membership model's strength and member engagement, with significant volume growth in various regions.
Network news breaks. TwinBee PowerCats Co. reports revenue growth in first quarter 2026 advances Bahama brand expansion. TwinBee PowerCats announced a 10% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, with a sequential increase of 31%. The company reported a net loss of $2.09 million, compared to $1.60 million in the prior year quarter, while adjusted EBITDA loss improved by 11% to $776,000. TwinBee attributed results to non-cash and one-time items, with cash and equivalent rising by over $4 million from the previous quarter.
Shure Nanoscience Limited advances toward clinical stage with IND-enabling program for GLP-GES-4. Shure Nanoscience Limited has initiated an FDA-aligned IND-enabling GLP toxicology and pharmacology program for lead candidate GP-44, targeting obesity and type 2 diabetes. The studies will assess safety, dosing thresholds, and pharmacological effects, positioning GEP-44 in the growing GLP-1 therapeutic market. The program is expected to support a phase 1 clinical trial in Australia, pending regulatory submission and study outcomes. How to determine the best oral rinse for you? Consumers are urged to choose oral rinses based on individual oral health needs, says IoTech International. Traditional mouthwashes may not provide the necessary therapeutic benefits. IoTech recommends considering goals, therapeutic benefits, ingredient sensitivity, performance in the oral environment, and science-driven innovation. For those seeking personalized care, IoTech offers a range of rinses tailored for preventive care, advanced gum support, water flosser users, and those with dry mouth or oral ulcers.
Network news breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF, expands AI voice diagnostics platform with fatigue detection technology. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, NBQIF has expanded its AI voice diagnostics platform with fatigue detection technology. The new AI-powered fatigue recognition technology analyzes voice patterns and will be integrated into the company's Edge AI intoxication detection kiosks. And at high-risk industries like aviation and mining, this module complements MindBio's existing voice-based diagnostics platform. Commercial testing of the kiosk platform is expected in late second quarter 2026.
Biomed news breaks. HeartBeam Inc. launches pilot study for on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. HeartBeam Inc. launches a pilot study for its on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. The study will evaluate synthesized ECG readings immediately following exercise stress testing, comparing them to standard 12-lead ECGs. This move supports HeartBeam's regulatory strategy to expand ambulatory cardiac monitoring into ischemia detection within the patch-based monitoring market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Partnership Playbook. Ontelec Therapeutics, Inc. is advancing its pipeline without dilution, thanks to a $249 million increase from the GMP Bio joint venture, leveraging a robust intellectual property portfolio, including over 500 patent applications. The company's PDAO AI platform is integrating millions of scientific abstracts. With biotech capital markets challenging, Ontolic's partnership-driven strategy aims to preserve shareholder value while advancing pipelines.
A News Breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt. 5OV0. Targets defense, autonomy software opportunity as AI-driven drone warfare accelerates. Spark AI Inc. is targeting the defense autonomy software opportunity as AI-driven drone warfare accelerates. The company's Overwatch platform aims to provide GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting for existing drone fleets in contested environments. With a focus on software-defined autonomy, Spark AI is part of a growing defense tech landscape as global defense programs invest in scalable autonomous systems.
Biomed News Breaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited advances next-generation GLP-1 candidate as obesity drug market expands rapidly. Shure Nanoscience Limited is advancing GLP-44, a triple agonist peptide targeting GLP-1 and peptide YY receptors in response to the expanding global obesity and metabolic disease market. The company aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in a sector projected to exceed $200 billion. Shure Nano competes with major players like Eli Lilly and Company, Novo Nordisk AS, Amgen Inc., and Pfizer Inc., focusing on preclinical innovation and alternative delivery technologies.
The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway. The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway as Shure Nanoscience Limited advances a differentiated next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovative approach aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the rapidly growing pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins other industry leaders like Eli Lilly and Company, Novo Nordisk AS, and Amgen Inc. in reshaping obesity treatment and metabolic care.
CNS drug. Here's what you may know about this biochemical breakthrough. NPC drug delivery breakthroughs unlock significant biotech market opportunities as companies like Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. develop innovative solutions to millions of people. Bypass the blood-brain barrier. With a focus on advanced delivery platforms, including a proprietary intranasal nose-to-brain system, Oncotelic aims to revolutionize therapeutic access to the brain. This shift is crucial in addressing the growing demand for effective CNS treatments amidst rising Alzheimer's cases and biodefense concerns.
Study suggests timing of immunotherapy could impact clinical outcomes. A recent study published in JAMA Network Open indicates that administering immune checkpoint inhibitor therapies earlier could lead to improved survival outcomes for patients with late-stage solid tumors. Data from 29 studies involving over 6,000 patients showed that earlier treatment timing was associated with better survival rates. However, further validation is needed before widespread adoption. These findings could be significant for companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. engaged in immunotherapy research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.